Seattle school kids are supposed to start classes in about 2 weeks, but teachers in Seattle still don't have a contract. One of the sticking points is recess. Teachers say most students in Seattle don't get enough of it, especially low-income students. The teachers' union had a meeting last night in downtown Seattle. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld was there, and she joins me now. Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
So recess, what's the teachers' union beef about it?
Well, they say that without enough recess, kids are really hard to teach. They are squirmy, they are distracted, and they're in the classroom just too long to focus. At some schools in Seattle, kids get as much as an hour of recess a day, but at other schools, they get just 15 or 20 minutes. And the union says kids shouldn't be getting hugely different amounts of recess just depending on the school they attend. And at many schools where recess follows lunch, kids tend to rush through their meal and eat hardly anything, so they have more time to play. And so it's kind of a nutrition issue because kids who don't have any food in their bellies are also hard to work with.
So why the recess issue right now?
Well, actually, a lot of the attention followed KUOW's investigative reporting on the subject over the past 5 years. It's something we've been really interested in and have hit pretty hard over the years. When we did our first investigation into how much recess kids were getting at different schools, we found that kids of color and those from low-income families tended to get drastically less recess than wealthier and white students. We've revisited the subject every couple of years now and found that recess time is slipping at a lot of schools. In 2010, when we first started, we found that just one school offered less than 20 minutes of recess a day. By 2014, 11 elementary schools across Seattle gave kids that little recess.
I know that you've been tracking this. This is something that is very close to your heart. What does the school district say when you ask them why recess time is declining?
Well, they leave it up to principals to determine how much is right for the students at their schools. And the principals I've spoken to over the years have told me pretty much the same thing. Cutting recess to a minimum does allow more instructional time, as you'd imagine. But what they say the main driver is that the playground is where conflicts arise between students. They say kids often come in from recess riled up because of slights and fights and arguments over the rules of games, and the teachers and principals have to spend a lot of time resolving those issues after recess.
Huh. So some Seattle schools limit recess to avoid conflict on the playfield and then in class. When you look to social science research, what does it say about this?
Well, I've talked to social scientists and read the research. I've also talked to a lot of life scientists, like neurobiologists and pediatricians, and they say that limiting recess is absolutely the wrong strategy to improve students' learning. Just like you or I depend on taking a walk around the studios or outside and getting some fresh air, getting some lunch, kids need the same thing and they need more of it. And one principal I talked to at a Seattle alternative school that offers a ton of recess said that at his school, yeah, kids get in conflicts out in the playground, and he sees that that's the lab where they're testing and refining the conflict resolution skills that at their school they work on in the classroom.
Well, that's interesting, Anne, because we also hear a lot about bullying, and there's a lot of rules to prevent bullying. When you look at conflict and bullying, what kind of interactions are there? Why is conflict important and bullying bad?
Right. Bullying is kind of conflict when it's not resolved well. And there are at schools, as you might recall, recess playground monitors, and it's their job to make sure that the conflict isn't, you know, getting out of hand and kids aren't getting into big brawls. But, you know, conflict is part of our days. I got honked at on the way to work unfairly, but you know what? I didn't cause a big fuss about it. I just let it go. And you know, for a lot of these kids, especially in low income neighborhoods, conflict can eventually land them in prison. It can prevent them from getting jobs. It can really take a big toll. So it doesn't really matter how much algebra they have. If their conflict resolution skills are not finely honed, then they might be cruising for a bruising.
I'm sure that recess is not the only sticking point between the union and the district. Briefly, other big points of contention?
Salary is always an issue. That's an issue this year again. Another interesting topic is the district is asking for a 30-minute longer school day for more instructional time. And teachers also want the district to limit the number of standardized tests this year.
So what comes next in this bargaining process?
Well, the district and the union were scheduled to go back to the table at noon today. The current contract expires on Monday. Teachers hope to have a contract to vote on September 3rd. That's about a week before school begins.
What if there's no contract by September 3rd?
Well, teachers say that, you know, that's too far in the distance to predict a strike. But they say that is, you know, that's a possibility. They're not ruling it out.
That's next week, September 3rd, just to say that's the distance. Okay. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld will be following this, I'm sure. Thanks so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.